We're going to study from the Svasemis on Parshas Yisro, Shnas Tov Reish Mem Beis. In these editions of the Svasemis, that's page 183 on the right-hand side. Let's begin with a question which we won't answer for quite a few minutes. The Pasuk says as follows. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ata, now, im shemoa tishmu'u b'koli, if you listen to what I'm teaching, if you listen to my kol, to my voice, to the Aseres HaDibros, to the Torah, u'shmartem es brisi, and you abide, and you keep the covenant between us sacred, v'hiyisem li sgula mikol ha'amim, you'll be the most beloved, special, choice people. We call Hamim of all the nations. Kili kol haaretz, because all the earth is mine. What's the connection? If you do the Torah and you keep the covenant, you will be my special people, because all the earth is mine. You'll be my special people because you'll be observing the Torah while no one else is observing the Torah. That's what makes us special. But then Hashem adds, Kili kol haaretz. So Rashi says, would you think accidentally, pre-adventure you might say, but you have no other people. You only have us. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. I have all of the nations of the world. But I love you and I care about you. You accept the Torah and I have my only interests are now in you and about you. V'heim be'enai ulefanai leklum, Rashi concludes. And the other nations of the world then are like naught compared to you. Okay, we will see a very different and very important interpretation of these words tonight in the session. Let's begin with Tov Reish Mem Beis, the first paragraph. Ba'chodesh ha'shlishi letzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'yom hazeh bo'u midbar Sinai. And it's so important that it was shlishi. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Dorash ha'hu Galilah, there was a Jew from Galilee who was derish in the presence of Rav Chisda, Brich Rachmanu Diyav, Orion Tlisa, blessed and thank you Hashem for giving the three-part Torah, Evim, Ksuvim, La'amat Tlisa, to the people who have three sections of our people. There are three denominations within Klal Yisrael, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisa, through the third born, right? Aaron, Miriam, Moshe, B'yom Tlisa, on the third day after preparing 3 days, Heyu Nechonim L'Shleishis Yamim, Torah says, B'yarech Tlisa, first day of the third month, Sivan. Why is three so important? There are very, very, very many answers, and there's an important Maharal. The Svasama says as follows, Ki Kabbalas HaTorah Hi Chidush HaShlishi Ba'olam. The Torah and Kabbalah's Torah was the third great innovation for the sake of this world. You know, there are people, great historians and the such scientists who tried to zero in on the three most important moments in history or three most important critical inventions or innovations of man. Says the Svasemis Shlichi, that it's Sivan, and all of these Tlisoi, all of this that it's the third, that it's the the third part of a triple unit, is because of or what you call it in English, I guess, a triad. The importance of that is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's innovation, by what he did in this world. It's the third great innovation. Hischatshes Harishon, the first one was Habriya, creating the world. Olam Chesed Yibane. And that's Bechinas Avram Avinu, Olav HaShalom. That's represented by Avram Avinu. Habez Hasheini Gitzias Mitzrayim. Bechinas Yitzchak. That Am Yisrael is taken from and born in, when taken from Egypt, Bechinas Yitzchak, and the Torah says again and again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what he did there so that everybody in the world should know Ki Ani Hashem. Lahidia de'iz din v'dayan. There's law, there's expectation, there's responsibility, there's a judge of it all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's of course the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Gvura. As a matter of fact, the Zohar HaKadosh also says, the Zohar is in Chelek Aleph, page Pei Zayin. Also Yitzchak, Oida Lekula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses Yitzchak for the world to know, and that's what the Akedah comes to teach us. That there are expectations. The Izdin, the Izdayin L'Elo. So that's Yitzchak. And that's what Tzias Mitzrayim is all about. There's right and there's wrong, and there's consequence to the wrong, and so Am Yisrael is taken free, and the Mitzrayim are given their just desserts. That's innovation number two. And now number three. And just before that, V'haremez shetchilas golos Mitzrayim v'leidus Yitzchak. And that's why the counting of how many years of the Arba Me'ah Shana, where we were not in Mitzrayim for 400 years, but it's considered golos 400 years from the moment Yitzchak's born until we leave Mitzrayim. Hashlishi Kabbalah Satorah Bechinas Yaakov. What was Yaakov? Ishtam Yoshev Oyhalim. Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. And that's Kabbalah Satorah. That's the third innovation for the world. Creating the world, having a world know and understand that there is Ribono Shel Olam, and there are rules and there are consequences. And then finally, the Pnimius Ha'olam, he says, that's the Torah, which is not just the guide, but the spirit with which everything in this world is infused by us. The spirit that exists in everything, that's supposed to be made to come alive by us through Am Yisrael. And then he says a beautiful thing. He says, Ve'ela Hagimel, these three are Bechinas, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The three parts of life. Nefesh is life itself. Ruach is already the spirit and understanding, the mind and the heart. And then the highest, Neshama. So he says, Bereishis, the creation of the world, is Nefesh. Life is created. Responsibility, as we learn, what's responsible for nefesh? How are you supposed to control the nefesh habehemis, the lowest aspect of life, which is nefesh? Ruach. Ruach is supposed to be in control of nefesh. And what's highest yet? What's not just in the heart, but in the mind, connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neshama. That's the process. Creation of the world is nefesh. Responsibility and knowing that there's right and there's wrong and that there has to be the Ruach that rules and guides and directs what nefesh should or should not do. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Din and Dayan. Something greater than that though. Higher connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pnimius, as he called it, the Pnimius Ha'olam, the sense of the Neshama in all things, in the whole world, Torah, so that the progression of creation, and then Din, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then Torah is the progression of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. As it says, B'prat ha'adam nefesh zacha, if a person merits, then he merits that the ruach connects with and works so that his ruach connects with nefesh, and even higher than neshama connects, and ruach and nefesh connect to his neshama. Kein beklolus ha'olam, that's for the whole world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given the Torah generations before, he would have. La'hoya Hashem Yisbarach ha'toyva ha'metiv, Meinei achas v'shalom ha'toyva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't hold back the Torah from the world, but there's a process. And man needed to step up to become, to evolve, which begins, where does Torah begin? The world is 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years led up to Avraham Avinu, Chazal say. With Avraham Avinu, we begin the 2,000 years of Torah, because that's the next step. The step leading toward not just nefesh, life, but life guided correctly with ruach. And then higher, matan Torah, neshama. Rak kim bikoidim ha yitzrichin lekabel b'chinas nefesh, ruach and neshama. Va'al eila gimel hernyonim, he says that's why we have gimel moyadais, this is for another time. That's what Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos also are about. And now he says about our weekly Shabbos, v'gam ha-Shabbos, me'id Shabbos and its function attests to gimel hischadshos and hisgarim le'el. These three processes and these steps of elevation from one to the next to the greater, that's what Shabbos is about. And that's the remez, zeharemez of Shalosh Seudos. And how Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ichluhu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim LaHashem. That's two. And then the third, Hayoim Loisim Tzuhu Basadeh. So it says it three times, the day, Shabbos, because there are three, not just three seudas. There are three processes for the world. And Shabbos is a celebration of the culmination of these processes for the world. And now he mentions them by Pasuk. Number one, Nefesh. Kivoy Shavas, Mikom Lachti Asher Bara Lekim Lasos. He created the world. That's Nefesh. Next comes Ruach. V'zacharta ki Eved HaYisa Be'aretz Mitzrayim. B'Mitzrayim. V'hashlishi HaTayra, which is Neshama. Iker Nesinas Yom HaManucha Kedei Lasek B'Tayra. K'mesha Amru, that's in Tanit Be'Elio. Shabbos, Ya'asekul LaTayra. During the week, we work. On Shabbos, we learn Tayra. U'b'Shabbos Nitna Tayra. Tayra was given on Shabbos, the Gemara says. Now he says a fascinating thing, and it's not his chiddush. The Hatam, you know why Torah is all about Shabbos and Shabbos is all about Torah? She yesh b'koyach yoyser lovoy lahasogas hada'as. You can gain much more spiritually, intellectually on Shabbos than any other day of the week. It's a shita mekubetzes in Maseches Beitz. The Shita, the Kubetzis, Mesech Beitzis says, Al Yidei HaNeshama HaYaseira, because you have an expanded Neshama, I mean, what learns Torah? And what absorbs Torah? And what understands Torah? And what relates to Torah? Your Nefesh? No, not even your Ruach. You know where Torah really roots in a person? In the Neshama. So you think on Shabbos you have a Neshama Yaseira. So of course that's why you can eat a little more chalvan. You don't gain weight because the neshama yaseira absorbs it. I understand. But what's the neshama and Shabbos really all about? And how can you know and feel and sense it? Learn on Shabbos. It's a whole different learning. It's a different Torah. You'll have insights and understanding, and it's a holier Torah. Shita says al yidei haneshama hayaseira chal alav shefa eloiki, by studying Torah on Shabbos, you take advantage of a neshama that now has a receipt of influence of godliness, shefa eloki, the beneficence of Hashem. Hashem's shefa comes to the neshama yaseira. V'seichel yoyse. We have expanded seichel. Lasek b'teira. Ula ayen b'maise Hashem. Shabbos. The highest Torah you can learn. Shabbos. The deepest, highest Torah. Why? Because Shabbos is a celebration of a process where Hashem first created the world, Nefesh, then instituted and taught that there's right and there's wrong, we have to abide by what's right, and that there are consequences. Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then He gave us the Torah. That's number three. The third step, the final great step, which is attaining Neshama. And that's why on Shabbos there's a Neshama Yesera. Because the whole point of creating the world is for the Neshama's sake. Right? So if we say, the creation of the world is for Olam Haba. As even in Olam Hazeh, the point of creating it and of creating man and of bringing the Gufa and the Neshama together is for the sake of the Neshama and what's coming later. So of course, the process is to be marked on Shabbos. And that's Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. In a seder, in a process that goes from nefesh to ruach to neshama. Okay. Now, we're going to see the next piece. In the next piece, he says something that is awesome. Awesome. Until now we said, okay, so this is what Klal Yisrael has. Am Yisrael is the people that receives Torah. And it's a change in innovation for the whole world, because the whole world was first created, and then Mitzrayim and the whole world knows is din v'is dayan. And then Hashem went to give the Torah. He asked other nations if they would receive the Torah. They said no, and we did. But we also just said that this process brings the neshama into the world. Now, if the neshama of the world is Torah, if Torah is the neshama of the world, which is what he said, he says in his words, "Ukameh bekabalas haTorah." Look at the last, or the next to the last line of this paragraph we just did. "Ukameh bekabalas haTorah kibla ha'olam bechinas neshama." It's as if the whole world now comes to relate to and has an aspect of its soul that it didn't have before. The whole world is rendered, is changed by the fact that now there's Torah. The neshama of the world, it's the neshama of the world, the physical world, and then the responsibility is Mitzvah Mitzrayim, and then Torah is the neshama of the world. Question. Isn't that only for us? How do we relate this to the fact that most of the world is not studying Torah? And most of the world isn't supposed to study. They're not obligated. They're not mitzvah in Torah the way we are. Shevet mitzvahs b'nei Noah are mitzvahs. There are certain obligations. They have to know how to fulfill those mitzvahs, and they only have to know it so that they can fulfill. And they have to live and abide. But they don't have, it's not that the Torah as the neshama of the world is their responsibility. So now he says a fascinating thing. It's the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk reads, the next piece, B'ni, my children, that's Am Yisrael, Im Aravta L'Reyecha, if you become an Arev, a guarantor for your fellow Jew or your fellow man in this case, Takata Lazar Kapecha, you've bound your hand, you've shook hands with someone, and he's going to pull you. Be careful, because he can pull you down while he's in your grip and you're in his grip. Yeah? That's the literal pshat in the pasuk. Says the Medrash, the following mashal. A king who has vast fields and holdings of land, and he needs sharecroppers, people to work the land that belongs to him. He comes to his subjects and he asks, would you please take on so many and so many dunam, and you'll earn so much, and you'll be able to take home so much, so much. And no, oh no, dear king, no, I can't. One, two, three, four such people decline. Finally, there's one who says, okay, I'll take it upon myself to till the soil and to produce for you, O king. And then he just leaves the field fallow. So the Medrash says, who's to blame? Those who said they won't, or the one who said maybe he was fearful, but he agreed to, he acceded to the king's request, and then declined to actually do the work. That's the Medrash. In other words, Am Yisrael, you accepted the Torah, so you are held responsible to fulfill it. Asks the Sfasemes, wait a minute. Arev? We're not an Arev. We're not Arevim bondsmen or guarantors. We're the Lovim. We're using Hashem's world to do the mitzvahs as he asked us. But why are we Arevim? Arevim are people who are responsible for others, guarantors for somebody else. You know, like where a malva lends to a loiva, and the Arev says, I'll pay if Chalila the loiva can't. We are paying and serving Hashem as a raven? So he asks, the Lechaira, B'nai Yisrael mekable hatera him halovim v'loha a raven. We're the borrowers. We're using Hashem's world to fulfill the obligations we accepted at Har Sinai, but we're not a raven for anybody else. Says the Sfasemis, the Medrash is saying that we are. We are. We are observing Torah so that there will be Torah observed in man's world. And we have to understand this because we're so used to thinking, you know, we are Am Yisrael, we have to do the Torah. For whom? For whose sake? For the world's sake, for the sake of the universe. Hence, for the sake of all life, for the sake of the whole world, certainly for the sake of all mankind. Rak shebnei Yisrael, nasu, Arevim, Latakein, Kol Ha'olam B'Koyach HaTorah. We are responsible to make the world better, to render the world and improve it, and have it last, and have it qualitatively improve through everything we do, and through Jewish life, and through Jewish history. The story of the Jewish people, literally. V'zesh enemar lehem. That's the meaning of Kili Kol Ha'aretz. We started out by asking, it says in the Pasuk, you'll be the chosen, the special people, because all of the earth is mine. You'll be the special people because you do the Torah. Why does Hashem add Kili Kol Ha'aretz? Says the Sfasemis, because I need someone to take care of my world. I need somebody to till my soil. He's the Melech asking around, will somebody please, I have the whole beautiful world, and someone give it value, make it work, make it productive, bring out the potential and the beauty it's there. Somebody has to do it. Kili Kol Ha'aretz, that's the pshat in the pasuk. I need you, and then you'll be my schooler, because if you're the ones who accept to do it, you're doing it for the sake of all mankind. Kili Kol Ha'aretz. I want to see all the world flourish. And if you do the mitzvahs, the world has a shot, right? Everybody knows the famous Medrash, right? Hashishi, Yom Hashishi, because it's because of that sixth, right? That sixth day of Sivan that the world was able to have a kiyum, because if not for the Kabbalah Satorah, the world ceases to exist, meaning it has no purpose. And Hashem's design for the world isn't fulfilled. This is very real. It's about the whole world and all the people of the world. Says the Sfasemis, he says, Kili kol ha'aretz va'atem tiyuli mamlechus kainim v'goy kodesh. He switches it around. The point is, I need you. And you'll be responsible for the world and for all its people. That's why you're a segula. Adidei shenivdalu v'yatzu min haklal. Everybody knows the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Joshua Spahen. And one of them is Davar shehaya bechlal, something that was in the general rule, v'yatza min achlal, and then is made into the exception, right? Loi lelamed al atzma yatza, el lelamed al haklal kulay yatza. That exception is not only about itself, it's about all of those others in the grouping also. Am Yisrael is yotze min haklal not for its own sake alone, but for the sake of mankind kulay. Va'al zeh heshivu. Now he says an unbelievable idea. You'll never look at the pasuk of Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. You'll never look at that pasuk again the same way. He says that's why Am Yisrael says Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. Very specifically, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, you know, Bidvar Hashem Hashemayim Nasu. That it is the word of Hashem that creates everything. When we said Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa, we meant the world you created with your dibur, we will take on responsibility for it. Va'al zeh hishivu asher dibur Hashem naseh hu letakein kol habriya dichsiv bedvar Hashem naasu. Bedvar Hashem shemayim naasu. Duk v'tar. So that's why we answered the way we did. So the idea of Kili Kol Haaretz means Hashem Yisbarach is interested in all of the earth and in all of the universe, and it needs to be tended to. It needs that its neshama, that the neshama in all things be tended to and be promoted. And who's going to do that? Who's going to make the spirit of the world correct and alive? Al Pi Torah? Such that the world should have a reason that there is an extra of it all. Should finally be realized, should come to realization, Am Yisrael. Va'emes ki hakol tolu b'bnei Yisrael. It's all dependent upon us. Everything depends on Am Yisrael. Kimoy shemetaknim atzma. As much as we do what's right and good in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, nimshachim kol habruim achareihem. The rest of the world is drawn to improve in a similar fashion. Whether it be because they look and see, as they have learned so much, monotheism itself, just to have given up so much of the superstitious, idolatrous belief that mankind was in the thralls of for most of history. That, you know, we can appreciate, you know, that you know, before the innovation of Avraham Avinu for 2,000 years, and how quickly the Torah attests to how quickly man became over the Avodah Zarah, and slowly with the advent of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov and Am Yisrael, slowly the world began to understand better and to learn more wisely of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the one Creator. But there are so many ways and so many influences that we have had. And these are influences that are not only because they watch and see, but because if there's that good energy and all the good that Am Yisrael does in the world, it has an effect. It has an effect not only because they watch and they see, but because there's that energy that is created by the good, the mitzvahs that Am Yisrael accomplishes. And then he says, interestingly enough, also, and that's how it is for a Rav and a Talmud, the Rav is not only responsible, the Medrash goes on to say, the Medrash that he quoted before, goes on to say that if the Rav now puts on the talis, meaning he takes on the mantle of leadership, he's not responsible just for everybody, says this Sfas Emes. He's responsible for everybody's behavior because how the Rav, how the leader behaves, is going to not only chart the path of others, but it's going to have an energy that causes others to also figure out and follow and ultimately become greater than they were without him. So this is how Am Yisrael's responsibility unfolds. We have a responsibility like an Arev, like those who take on and say, okay, if they won't do what they have to do, if mankind can't be what Hashem wants mankind to be, we will be Am Yisrael. Not just to make up for it, but to represent the fact that man has worth and value and is going to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is going to be Metakin Olam B'malchus Shakai. So we have an awesome responsibility, and we took it on at Har Sinai, and we do represent and are Mekayim Mitzvahs, not just for ourselves, by ourselves, but for all of mankind and for all of the Bria, for all of creation.